Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly. And this afternoon, we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. She is an aromatherapy consultant at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please welcome to the show, Cheryl Strickland. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Very good indeed. So today, I'm hoping everyone's got their pen and paper out, ladies and gentlemen, because you don't want to miss this show. Today, we're going to be talking about six key weight loss essential oils and how to use them. I have to say, I love essential oils. Just the smell of them makes me a happy bunny. And I've used them, on different occasions. As I told you before, I bought my grapeseed oil and I put essential oils in them, etc. But now this is great because now you're telling us that we can actually use them for weight loss. So first of all, Cheryl, what are the main oils that are used for weight loss?
Well, the ones that I picked to talk about today are grapefruit, lemon, peppermint, cinnamon, bergamot. That's related to like grapefruit and oranges, and fennel.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, it's crazy because when people think about weight loss, the first things you think about is exercise and diet. Essential oils are not the first thing that comes to mind, or the second thing for that sake that comes to mind. How was this discovered?
Well, it's actually something like an add-on to, your regular diet. You always should have a lot of excellent diet in the mm-hmm. background and as much exercise as you can get. But these oils, they were found that they helped to basically increase your metabolism if you use them in the correct way. So that's another way that's going to help you. Say you hit a plateau in your weight loss, this is one way to get restarted again.
Right. And that's
actually,
the thing is...
It was just done, they've done some scientific studies basically on, mice and that, and found that some of these increase the metabolism of the animals.
Right. Because that's half the problem is the metabolism, especially the older you get, the slower your metabolism gets. So it's almost like a catch-22 situation. You want to lose the weight, but and that's the thing that's off-putting a lot of the times. So when people go on diets, if you have a mother and daughter both doing the diet, the chances are that the daughter potentially, and this is not always the case, mind you, so don't quote me, ladies and gentlemen, but the chances are that the younger you are, the more easier it is for you to lose weight because obviously you're physically, potentially, you should be more active and healthy, and your metabolism is going to be faster.
Right.
So this is good because now this is going to help you boost your metabolism. So how do we use these oils?
It can also help boost your, sometimes your hormones are a bit sluggish, or you mm-hmm. may have anxiety, and especially the anxiety is going to make people overeat, no matter how much
right.
you exercise.
Right. And you have those people who, like, if you've had a bad day, you come home and then you take solace in your food.
Right.
Okay.
We're all guilty of that. I still am. I know.
The reason that came to me so quickly is because I was doing it last night. I was like, came back from a Board of Education meeting and I was like, oh, well, let's just start eating some, naughty stuff. I'm not going to tell anybody what it was, but yes. So obviously it can curb your appetite a little bit as well. Now the thing is that with weight loss, it's crazy because everyone is, it's a genetic thing as well, you know, your weight and, you know, et cetera. So there are so many components that are involved in our physical being. But as you said, essential oils, it's just like a little bit of a boost, a little kickstart or something that it could an accompaniment with the healthy lifestyle.
Yes, it's definitely like an add-on. It's not the, I wouldn't recommend it as the only way to try and lose weight. No, definitely not.
Okay, so let's talk then a little bit about, I want to start off by talking about the different oils and find out how each one of them can help, what the benefits are. So the first one you said was it grapefruit essential oil?
Yes, that's one of the most important ones, because what it does, it can do about four different things. It'll curb cravings, mm-hmm. boost your metabolism, and helps to increase energy and endurance. And definitely reduces abdominal fat accumulation. You can do that by putting it into a carrier oil and massaging it onto your abdomen, and it's going to break things down. Like it's often used in what cellulite treatment, and cellulite is under the skin fat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, why does it work? What is it about grapefruit that makes it work? What is it about it that makes it work?
Well, it contains a natural chemical compound that stimulates an enzyme that controls your body's energy levels and metabolic rate. Sorry about that. The chemical compound is called, to be very specific, nutcatone, but that's very chemically, so I'm not going to go on like that or we'll lose the whole audience. But what it does... It accelerates the chemical reactions in the tissues of the brain, liver, and your skeletal muscle. And so this is going to help, well, things are going to speed up, and it's going to help the interactions between the two things have increased endurance and definitely help you reduce weight gain and decrease the body fat.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And now, does it also help with your mood as well? Because that's the one thing is I'm always questioning is I want something that's helping me with my mood, because I feel like when I see people, especially when they're dieting or when they're exercising, etc. And if you're doing it and you're trying to reach your goal, etc., you're not always, you know, getting to where you want to. It kind of like people get to be in a bad mood because they feel they're not getting to that next level. They're not getting to where they want to be or where they thought they were going to be this morning when they went on the scale.
Oh, definitely it does. It definitely increases your feelings of positivity. I know, I just love the fresh smell of grapefruit. It's one, in fact, when I'm away on holiday or somewhere, it's one of my favorite juices to order in the morning, just the taste of it too. It's just wonderfully and refreshing.
Wonderful. So the next one, let's go on to our next, what's the second essential oil on the list there?
Lemon. And this has a clean and definitely a scent that picks you up, and it has slightly sour overtones, so it's definitely not sweet. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like the grapefruit. It suppresses weight gain, increases your energy, enhances your mood, and it definitely relieves pain.
Right. And these are all good things, especially when you think about, hopefully while you're using these essential oils, you're eating well and you're exercising. And especially if you're exercising, you know, your muscle, I always find that if I exercise today, I'll be fine tomorrow, but by Friday, I'll be hurting. so it's nice the fact that it helps with the exercise, you know, once the muscles are broken, the tissues are broken down to help them, you know, mend them again. And I think that's wonderful. The next essential oil on the list, Cheryl?
It is peppermint oil, which is one of our favorites. And now, what this does, it increases your energy and mental alertness, definitely elevates your mood, aids in your digestion, and it's an appetite suppressant. Now, that you can do by, you know, taking the bottle, small bottle, and inhaling it, and that will help make your appetite be decreased. Or what you can do, too, is put a few drops on a cotton ball and take that with you all day. And say you get some cravings, just take a sniff of that. And quite often, those cravings will go away. So that's going to help you reduce what you're going to eat. So definitely that's a positive.
Wonderful. Very quickly, with the peppermint, if you have fresh peppermint and if you make it into the form of a tea, would that also help as a, because I know people sometimes use it, you know, as a digestive, but will that also help to potentially suppress your appetite?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the things in peppermint oil help ease the stomach muscles, reduce mm-hmm. bloating, and improves the flow of bile. And this is what allows food to pass through the body faster. So that's always a positive.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And also people that have inhaled peppermint are often more alert and have improved memory function and are much calmer. So that again, if you're calm, you're less likely to have anxiety and start overeating.
Right. Because that's what it is, because everything kind of like is almost like a domino effect. One thing leads to a next thing, to the next thing. So really, we need to be able to start off in a good, well, in a fairly good place. And one of them is being calm, being able to start off and then being able to think and focus. And I assume that's another thing where the peppermint is going to help you focus and think straight before you even start.
Yes.
Wonderful.
In fact, there was a study done back in 2008. It's titled The Effects of Peppermint Scent on Appetite Control and Caloric Intake. And the participants who inhaled peppermint oil every 2 hours reported lower hunger levels, and they consumed significantly fewer calories. So there is one scientific study there that substantiates this.
Wonderful.
It's a rather important oil.
Absolutely. I want to take a very, very quick commercial break before we go any further. But for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest today is Cheryl Strickland, and she is an aromatherapy consultant from AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please go visit the website, which is www.aromasense.ca. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Hello all, Carol Davies here. Sometimes we can feel stuck and we aren't sure who to talk to. Who can we talk to that wouldn't judge? A success strategist coach, that's who. Reach out to me through my website, thepassionmotivator.com. That is thepassionmotivator.com. And together we will renew the passion in your business, relationships, and outlook on life. I'm Carol Davies, your success strategist coach.
Would you like to get your business on the air? Do you have a product or service to sell? Then let us help you promote your business locally and nationally. Go to EmpireRadioNow.com. Send an email to info@EmpireRadioNow.com or call us at 1-800-936-1873 to become tomorrow's superstars.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful returning guest this afternoon is an aromatherapy consultant at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please welcome back to our show, Cheryl Strickland. Welcome back, Cheryl. Today we're talking about the six key weight loss essential oils and basically how to use them safely. Now, we've talked so far, we've talked about grapefruit, lemon, and peppermint. So what's the fourth essential oil?
Well, the next one is cinnamon. Now, this is a very warming oil, mm-hmm. so it helps increase things. So what it does, it improves insulin sensitivity in the body. It can help regulate your blood sugar levels, and it reduces inflammation.
Wonderful.
And also, it'll help boost the metabolism, and you can help suppress your appetite by inhaling it, much like you did the peppermint. You can put it on a little cotton ball. So that's a very effective oil.
Right. And this is it, that... These essential oils, you know, these are all things that basically, you know, the wise old lady in other countries has been using for thousands and thousands of years. And that's the thing, is these are all things that work, but maybe are just not documented as well over in North America as maybe the rest of the world, because these are all things, everything that you've mentioned are all things that are natural, and they're all things that have been around, and I feel like, you know, are used in other countries, but maybe are were not as popular as homeopathic remedies over here in the States.
Oh yes, that's true.
So what's the next oil on our list for today, Cheryl?
Bergamot. This is it's a citrus one. It's from the bergamot orange. And this is it's complex. It's sweet, tangy, and spicy. Now, it's fairly simple. What it does, it definitely boosts your mood, and it increases your metabolism and energy.
Okay. And how does it actually work, as in, like, is this something that you use in a cotton ball as well, or?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can also put on for all of these. You could put a couple of drops in a glass of warm water and drink it in the morning, just to jumpstart things. But I wouldn't take any more than that. And that's another way to get it into you and get into your body and get the effects going. But definitely, the bergamot. I think it's the smell effect that people like.
Right.
You put it in a diffuser, as you say, on the cotton ball, and smell it and get it directly into the limbic system.
Wonderful. And very quickly, I want to talk about the final of your six essential oils.
Right. The final one is fennel.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does, it definitely improves your digestion and suppresses appetite. And it helps to reduce weight gain, and it's an oil that helps you get more restful sleep. And when we sleep, that's when the body heals itself. So that's quite an important one, really.
Right. Now, these are all great ways. These are all fantastic oils. But the thing next is you need to be able to use them, A, safely, and B, effectively. So how do you use these essential oils? What are the ways that you use them?
Well, there's ways that you can use them. You can use them in bath, in a fat-reducing massage combination. You can also do an anti-cellulite rub that you can make. And you can put them together or keep them singly and then do an appetite-suppressing combination, put it into a diffuser and inhale that in. And the easiest way to do it, too, is in a bath.
Right, but you need to. I mean, when you put this in the bath, I mean, how much should you be using? What's the ratio of water to oil in the bath?
Well, one thing you can do is you draw your bath, and add. Now you'll need to disperse, since it's oil, it doesn't mix with water. Mm-hmm. Put in 2 tablespoons of jojoba oil. This will help to disperse the essential oil that you're going to add.
Right.
And you can put in, say, you can put a little, I've got a different mixture here. You put 10 drops of rosemary, 10 drops of cypress, and 8 drops of grapefruit oil. Now that is a great metabolism boosting soak. So your body's just going to get all revved up there.
Wonderful. And obviously, all these oils, I mean, that's my next question to you is, when it comes to essential oils, Is there a way, I mean, obviously, you know, I remember you saying once before that you should only have essential oils for a certain amount of time. Like, for instance, when people are buying oils, is there a way of finding out whether the supplier is good or not? Or should they think about going and buying it locally? You know, what's the best way of getting hold of the essential oil to make sure that they're good quality, should I say?
Well, I'm obviously, when you go to a, say, one of your the national health food chains, those are bound to be good oils. And there's all sorts of names out there, but I, you know, I can't really say anything so you don't promote it.
Mm-hmm.
And or you can also, in fact, that's the best thing to do is go into, say, your local health food store, or if you know a natural healer, like a somebody who does herbs or mm-hmm. is an aromatherapist, consult with them because they will have a good lead on places to buy these at, because they're not going to buy herbs and aromatherapy oils that are, you know, inferior. But that's where I would go. And
right.
Maybe not a clerk at the health food store, but perhaps the owner, or they have all sorts of books there.
But wonderful.
There are a lot of big companies that sell them too.
Right.
Like some some are a little too expensive, I think, but you have to do your own research and just try, I mm-hmm. think.
Right. I want to talk very quickly. I want to find out what we can do when it comes to curbing our cravings, what we can do for that, and also the anti-cellulite rub, because I feel like, you know, we're coming to that time of year where people are, you know, everyone's going to be wanting to go outside, etc. The short skirts, the shorts are coming out. So I think an anti-cellulite rub is a good one to cover right now. So what oils do we put together to get an anti-cellulite rub?
Well, I would, again, they're going to have to go into a carrier or a base oil. I mm-hmm. like either almond oil or the almond oil is good. And what I put into it is 10 drops of grapefruit, 5 drops of rosemary, 2 drops of cypress, 2 drops of peppermint,
mm-hmm.
and 2 drops of ginger. Ginger, again, is a nice warming oil. It's going to help with the metabolism. So you're going to mix that up and then just, you know, with your hand, just smooth it over the abdomen or maybe even other areas where you've got fat that you want to get, you know, on the legs and that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, just rub that in, and that's going to help things along. Then just lay there and relax for a while. You know, there again, you're getting rid of some anxiety and letting these oils do their work. But they'll definitely help.
Wonderful. And what can we do to curb our cravings? And this is what happened. It's like, you know, I always think to myself, like, oh, you know. In the winter, we're eating like, you know, hearty meals because, you know, it's cold. But then when the summer comes around, it's like ice creams galore. So what can we do to basically, you know, curb our cravings down?
Well, what you can do is make your own, it's called a craving curbing salve. Take a mm-hmm. half a cup of olive oil, and you're going to add 80 drops of fennel, 40 drops of bergamot,
wow,
4 drops of patchouli. Now that's one I hadn't talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that up, and you're going to massage it on your abdomen, and that's going to help curb cravings.
Wow. Now, what is it about it? Is it the smell that stops you from craving something? What is it that stops you from wanting to?
It's the smell, definitely, but it's also their metabolism. Boosting oils that are going to speed things up in your body. So it's going
right.
to get things, you know, things are going to work a little faster, so it's going to aid in your digestion
mm-hmm.
and just all sorts of things.
Right. Because that's the thing is, like, I have to say that I love the smell of aromatherapy. You know, I love the smell of aromatherapy oils, but I'm trying to think, like, you know, there are certain smells that sometimes, I don't know, just stops me. Like if anything's very sweet smelling, I can lose my appetite. Or if anything's very, I don't know, not pungent, but strong, I can lose my appetite. So I'm wondering if all these things together has a strong sense of smell, which potentially may help me, you know, curb my appetite. I think really my last question to you again, Cheryl, is with these all these oils, do you actually have stock of all of them at AromaSense Natural Products?
Yes, I do. I use them all the time.
Fantastic. So if our listeners there go online, they will be able to come across and order all their oils from you.
I could order them for them. They're not on my website at this time, but I'm going to be getting some listed there.
Wonderful.
So I can certainly get them ordered for them, no problem.
Absolutely. That's all we need to know, so we can get because we need to get these essential oils, because as I say, we're in May now, June's around the corner, so it's a perfect time to get your hands on these oils in order to use them to help you, you know, with your weight loss program. We have unfortunately come to the end of our show, but for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Cheryl Strickland, and she is an aromatherapy consultant at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please go visit the website, www.aromasense.ca. You can also email Cheryl at aromasense@live.com, and alternatively, give her a call. The phone number is 519-686-2691. Again, thank you for being with us this afternoon, Cheryl. It's been an absolute pleasure as always.
I've enjoyed it too. Thank you very, very much.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, is now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.